Good afternoon and welcome to San Antonio Water Company Board of Directors meeting for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022 at a little after 5. Can I get Will, will you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Stand on your feet, everybody. And put your hand where it belongs. Follow me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now I customarily yield. Be seated.
Thank you, Director Elliott. Do we have any recognitions or presentations?
I just know that we were contacted by Director Zalto. He will not be able to make it tonight. I haven't heard from Director Cable, though, so do we have any indication whether he will be able to make it or not make it?
I recognize everybody here.
Okay. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Staff has none.
Okay, there being none. Do we have any shareholder or public testimony? Okay, trifecta. Let's do the cassette calendar. Does anyone have any items pulled for discussion?
I move approval of the consent calendar, item number 4, this agenda.
Okay, moved by Director Elliott and seconded by Director Parker, correct?
I didn't have that.
Yes. Let's vote.
It's still waiting for. You're good. Still waiting for. Oh, Martha.
It'll turn blue.
Okay. Everybody's good. It, for some reason, is waiting for Velto, so.
It's going to wait.
It's going to wait and
it's
wait.
It's going to be here long after we're gone.
Right. So, yeah. Can you guys see it?
No, we can't.
No.
Maybe just
mine's blue, so I'm told that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to press, guys.
Can you take Belt or
what? I did. It's added him back. I don't know why.
Well, do you want us to vote for him?
Sure.
That'll clear it.
It'll clear it, just don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not recognize it.
The record doesn't come off this anyway, does it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just clearing the deck.
There you go. It's about
clearing
to.
Clearing the deck.
Okay.
It's totaling for you. There we go.
It passed unanimously.
It's because it says he's here.
I took him off. For some reason, it put him back. I don't know.
Okay. Agenda item 5A, board committees. Director Parker, will you do the PVPA?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot to report for PVPA. There was an update on the weed removal around the property. And then also, we're having a special meeting on Wednesday, August 24th. I believe it is to discuss an update on the expenditures of fees for attorneys to take a look at the tax ramifications of selling some of that land that they own that's in Claremont, and it's just to the west of the Upland border, so it's below Mount Baldy Road. There's been well, there was a bill that just came in, and then there's a couple new directors, one of them being me. So they're going to update us and tell us, you know, why we've spent almost, they have spent almost $1 million so far. And it doesn't feel like they've gotten a whole lot done. So I'll be able to give you a little more of an update at the next meeting. Lawyers, I think they spent almost a million. That's not including John Shaw.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm
special. And he's very economical.
No, he's yeah. Okay.
This is all just the nonprofits selling land to possibly Lewis, investment company or whatever their name is. But trying to figure out how they can do that without having ramifications for their nonprofit.
And they still haven't had to deal with the protesting of selling that land, correct?
Not yet.
But there's still an uphill battle there.
It's called
called corn moss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an issue.
Okay.
No, that's it for now.
Thank you, Director Parker. Six Basins, Terry.
I was unable to attend the last meeting, so I don't have an update. I'm sorry.
Good report, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quick.
That's correct. I forgot you were out. Do you have anything for that on six? Nothing came to us? Okay. So Chino Basin, Brian, and would you go ahead after that, go into Cucamonga Basin?
So Terry actually attended the Chino Basin last week. And don't jump in. Let me see if I cover anything. You can backfill for me.
I did give
him
notes.
So, give you notes. Basically, the biggest conversation right now at Chino Basin is programmatic EIR for the optimum basin management plan implementation OBMP, IP, and trying to figure out how to initiate programmatic EIR with as many people on board as we possibly can. That's kind of the goal. I'm setting the bar a little lower and getting everybody on board, so I don't know if we'll ever get there at Chino Basin. So that's the main discussion. Any questions?
What a great report.
And we'll keep moving forward. Cucamonga Basin, so the hydrogeologist has been contracted and approved. We're moving forward, and model development should start if it hasn't started already. So looking to our project engineer here managing the whole thing for us, and we're moving forward on that. We hope to have some results in the upcoming months, and the ultimate goal for me personally, for the company, is that we maximize our use of the Cucamonga Basin and limit the amount of water spilling over into downstream basins that we have a legal right to. So trying to figure out how that all starts out with the technical stuff first. That's where we are.
Thank you, Brian. AFC, Director Goss.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we met, and we had a full discussion on the manager's review, which I submitted to you this little sheet of where you might want to go through and do a letter to address it, and then I believe that Will and I are going to get together and have a discussion about it. Is that not correct? And then I also gave you another handout. It's something that I brought up at the last meeting about moving forward on the new business location and what that might look like. And there was somewhat of a proposal to move it down to the 20th Street 210 freeway location. And you know, this is just to try and get the ball rolling in that direction again. And I think that we also discussed whether or not we were going to have Brian get a stipend credit card for his gas expenses, and they wanted us to bring it back to the board. So I would submit that, you know, we've had a chance to review and understand that, and whether or not that would be part of his annual review package and not the five-year package, or how we want to move forward on it, or if we just wanted to make it till the end of the year like we decided last time.
Will the committee have any recommendations to us?
The committee was that we move forward on at least the manager's review, and take a chance to take a look at that and give a reasonable evaluation of Mr. Lee here, and that's about it.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to move on to general manager's report on activities.
All right, so we have item 6A, which is the San Antonio Avenue property quick clean. And there's of course a bit of a backstory to this. So last year or the prior, I don't remember which, we approached the board about demolishing some abandoned facilities, one on San Antonio property and one upward on the parkland north of there, east of there. And I negotiated with the city an opportunity to waive permit fees for the demolition in exchange for quit claiming the park property. Fortunately, the conversation got a little muddled, and the city actually has a need for a part of the San Antonio property for on San Antonio Avenue for sidewalk and utility, things like that. And the city staff interpreted that we would quit claim both properties to them. And I said I would be more than willing to bring it back to the board. The San Antonio property served no purpose for San Antonio anymore. We have no plans for it. It is an undevelopable lot. And so I'd be happy to recommend to the board that we claim that property to them so that they can gain the property, that part of the property that they need. And we'll just let them, let the city deal with whatever remainder of that property they want to deal with. Soon after my discussions with the city in that, and the city staff in that regard, I was approached, and I believe the city was approached, by a real estate agent who was selling one of the houses behind the property, asking if they could purchase the property and expand their backyard, basically. And that complicates discussions with the city, because the city is willing to do it, the company's willing to do it. It gets down to, I have already committed to bringing this issue to you about quit claiming it to the city, and if we don't quit claim it to the city staff, then we'll be have an obligation to go to city council and explain why we're not doing that, which complicates city staff's job. And if we were to sell, or if we were to quit claim to the city process for declaring the property surplus is rather big hurdle. There's a number of steps the city has to go through to declare a surplus. So from the homeowner's perspective, it would be easier for the company to sell the property to the homeowner than have the city do it, because the city has to declare a surplus and go through all those hoops. We could easily quit claim the portion of the property to the city that the city needs, and then go through the process of selling the remainder to the homeowner. I spitballed a price of about $20,000 for this parcel, looking at two vacant parcels. That is, don't take any comfort in that number. We have not had a cost estimate on this property yet, but at that price, it's really a break even for the company to go through the hassle of selling it. Just the time it would take to do that, if it was a larger parcel, there'd be more value in it for the company. So at best for the company, I kind of view it as a zero-sum gain. If we were to sell the parcel to the homeowners, we do get money in the bank, but the time it takes to do that is a lot for us. We would expect the homeowner to actually pick up the cost of all of the work to do it, to get the property appraisal, to get it into escrow, to pay all the fees associated with that, and we would expect them to buy the property as is. I did reach out to the property owner today and said, are you interested in just the portion behind your current lot, or are you interested in the whole thing? And the person purchasing the property was in the air at the time, and he was not able to get a response back before this meeting tonight. So this is one of those wishy-washy decisions that I don't have a hard, firm recommendation on. I have committed to the city staff that I would bring this to you with a recommendation to put claim to the city. But if you were to go against my request, I wouldn't be too heartbroken about that either. So if there's any concerns or issues that any of you see, please let us know now so we can have a good conversation about it.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about the misunderstanding, because that's unfortunate. From our perspective here, when we initiated the discussion, there was never any intent to give both pieces of property to the city. And from my point of view, what we were more inclined to do is that it would make more sense for those parcels to end up as part of the, if you look at a map of that, it just simply makes more sense for the stuff we don't need to go to those homeowners and expand their property all the way out. I didn't know anything about the city needing any, but it makes sense if you look at it also, because there's improvements that are going to need to be done there. I still, again, from a real estate perspective, if the city ends up with the piece of property, it'll probably end up as a vacant piece of property forever. There's a good probability of that, because of all the hassles they have to go through. I think they're looking at it now.
Are you looking at the parcel?
I think the best move would be to see if we could get the owners to pick up all the expenses related to that. I'd rather see the property owners have it and give the city what they need for their job, and I think we sure don't need it. I'm just glad to see the buildings off of it. And,
I want to say something about that too. I know on the city's part, it might take the cost of staff time would be costly, and then they would have to go ahead and like you said, make it surplus and then sell it. So I don't know if we would, if that would be come as a profit or whatnot, because like you said, the city is open to selling it to those homeowners, correct?
Correct.
So maybe we can reach out. We can give the city that section for the sidewalk. I'm open to that they need. And then reach out to both homeowners and see if they're willing to purchase those too. And they do all the work, pay for everything. We just, whoever they need to sign, they'll come into the office and sign the papers and it's done.
Yeah.
No labor on our part.
Katie, what do you think?
Aren't you saying the same thing?
Yeah, we were saying the same
thing.
Yeah,
I agree completely.
Bob?
Yeah, and the city just wants the sidewalk? That's all? The city just wants the sidewalk, but since the city staff has already indicated to city council that we were going to quit claim to this to them, the city staff has to go back to the council and explain themselves. So,
right. Not a big issue.
It's clerical in nature, and I don't think the city council will have any issue with that.
One of the council people already know.
Yes. And we already gave them the parkland. We quit claimed them the parkland portion of the whole deal.
Yeah. I move that we direct our manager to negotiate the sale of both parcels to the existing owners and the quit claim of necessary properties to the city of Upland, all resulting in no expense to the board, no expense to the water company.
I'll second that.
Okay. Moved by Director Elliott and second by Parker. Let's vote.
There you go.
That passes unanimously.
Thank you.
6B.
Item 6B is the discussion of providing the general manager me with company fuel credit card. And this was brought by Director Goss, and I'm very appreciative for her effort. I'm not going to participate in the conversation other than answering questions that the director might have, and I'll turn it over to you guys.
Figure this thing out yet. I just thought it was a fair move in regards to the high rate of inflation that we've all seen across the board, not just gas prices, to give Brian this little tidbit of compensation for at least the remainder of the year up to the next time we negotiate his contract. And I believe that was the agreed upon by the board last time that we would go ahead and do that. So I guess it's just up to a vote at this point in time as to whether or not if you agree with that.
So what are the numbers on it?
It
just nickels and dimes, isn't it?
It's not nickels. It was like
$5,000 to $6,000.
Yeah, it's almost $7,000 a year.
Oh, it's not dimes.
It's in the.
Yeah, I just don't have it in front of me here.
See if I can pull it up for you. I don't have it in front of me either. Sorry, I'm a little off today. Too much babysitting.
$7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah, thank you.
We have a fleet account already. Correct. And Sherry and I have been discussing how we do this because I already have a company credit card. Do I really want another piece of plastic in my wallet? But you know, we'll do whatever the board chooses to do, obviously.
You need to speak more about it.
Yeah.
Bob, you have a motion?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion for further discussion. Do that. But I'm seeing this. It looks like his contract comes up in September.
It does. For review.
My comment is this: talk to your taxman. It's
exactly.
Not how much they pay you; it's how much you keep. And so we want to make sure that you know: is there a car allowance for discussion? Is there a car? You know, what do you want?
The advantages
and we
for.
We want to give him the most.
Exactly.
With comfort getting the lease. Amen.
This is upfront money, so it's not doesn't go through payroll, so that he's not taxed on that personally. This is upfront money. This is strictly stipend for the guests.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is, I'll make the motion to approve the committee's recommendation.
I'll second it.
And then encourage you to come up with something creative that makes sure that those benefits get taxed. Director Goss and Director Wilcock did both mention the upcoming term
upcoming end of my contract.
Yes.
It sounds too harsh. And in my contract, there is a 6 month or shorter for if the board chooses to release me, I get a 6 month severance basically, or the remainder of my contract. So it would be my desire that we renegotiate a contract by March of 2023. So that we can figure this all out, and so that I still maintain that. I don't anticipate, not with you guys doing that to me. I think we're in good terms. But I still would like to maintain that 6 month benefit for my safe, you know, for my comfort level, my family's comfort level. So it probably more appropriate at item 6C to discuss this, but I'd like the board to consider appointing two directors to negotiate with me on a contract with the expectation that we would get a result by at least the end of this year or by March, no later than March, so that we would have a contract extension established by then. And I would propose that we use the two chairs of the committees as those negotiators. That's just a proposal for your consideration. And it has nothing to do with this vote. I'm just bringing it up now because it was mentioned by two directors already that my contract does terminate in next September. So, okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. So this is for, I know we're going around about it in another way than doing it that way, but the agenda items for the gas card right now, correct?
Yes.
Correct. So it was regularly a move by Bocock and seconded by Elliott, so we'll take a vote on that. Okay, that passes unanimously.
Thank you.
And then C, general manager's goals and objections.
So this really is an opportunity for me to present to the board what my goals and objectives were last year and how I feel I've accomplished or not accomplished those goals. It's an opportunity for you to review what I wrote in terms of how I think we did last year in preparation for preparing review, which we should be discussing at next month's board meeting. So that's open for discussion, open for any kind of discussion you might have. This is really just an opportunity for me to present to you something in writing.
Well, I think if everybody would, you know, fill out your gizmo here, put whatever remarks and so on like that, send it to Martha. Martha and I'll get together and come up with some kind of a proposal to the board. That makes sense to you?
What's the timeline? When do you want this?
Oh, I'd check in with her tomorrow afternoon if it was for me, but
ASAP.
she has a busier life than I do. I'm at her convenience.
So it's like end of month?
Within a month.
By end of month.
Is it an
action? No, it's a point of direction. Works fine if everybody...
Do we need a vote on that, or just
no,
give direction?
If you just send out a message with everybody so it has Martha's email or text or something that we can communicate back with her real quickly.
Everyone, I hope, has Martha's email. It should have been in the agenda package delivered to you, but I will resend just something to every board member. Okay.
Hey,
bueno.
That's it? We have no closed sessions?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, any directors have any comments or any items for our future agenda? Is that what we would have? Do we have to do that, put it on agenda to pick two committee members to give to?
I will put that on next month's agenda, just so we close the loop on that one and the board has an opportunity to talk about it. And I have one note that next Tuesday we are having interviews for general legal counsel, and that would be in place of the PROC meeting. The timing just fit perfectly. The AFC has committed to attending the interviews, participating in the interviews. I have taken an initiative, and we are going to post it as a special board meeting so that any director can participate, including the PROC members. We do not anticipate making a recommendation or selection at that point. That is up to the AFC, obviously, but it is expected that we will bring back a recommendation from the AFC to the full board at the September board meeting.
In our conference room?
in the conference. It's going to be in the conference room at the building, at the admin building. And
3 o'clock?
Sending out an agenda. No, it's not going to be at 3 o'clock. We've got four interviews. Each one's going to be about 45 minutes plus 15 minutes between. So it'll be a 4 hour meeting. And we're going to start it at, I think, one. Did what we say? We said 1 o'clock. So if you are available to attend at 1 o'clock, we would encourage you to do so. If you are not available to attend in person, we can make arrangements for you to be on the conference call. McPeters, our legal counsel McPeters, will be on the conference call, so we will have that available to anyone else who might choose to participate but is unable to make it in person.
What's the date for that, Bonnie? I know it's probably on my phone.
Tuesday?
So,
yeah.
Hold
on.
23rd.
Thank you.
That's a guess. Going to be here?
Yeah, Tuesday the 23rd. No, it's going to be at the admin building.
At the office.
At the office.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry?
It's our conference slash Tommy's office slash skater room slash kitchenette.
Our multi-purpose room.
Slash file room.
For the best copy. We're posting it as a special board meeting that allows all the board members to participate. But it is, and it's going to be closed session interviews. So you know, we're not going to have anyone else there but board members and select staff and the interviewees.
For new legal counsel?
For new legal counsel. General legal counsel.
Oh,
yeah.
I got a question about his court.
Oh, also, if anyone thinks of any questions they might like to ask, please email those to me so I can get those. I plan on having a Q&A sheet in front of each of the directors at the meeting. So. That's it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, with that being said, we're going to be now adjourned.
Good meeting.
Yes, 527.
You know why they need the